I'd like to welcome all of you, especially our guests, to Sutherland Seventh-day Adventist Church. And today, we have a special service. And you will realize how special that is when you'll see that it's not just me who is going to preach today. It's going to be you. And you'll know how a little later. I'd like to read a scripture and share a few thoughts before you will have a chance to speak. And it's found in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I have a question for you. Can you say with all your hearts, like you really mean it, that you have experienced God's mercies in your life? Okay, well then this invitation is for you. Because as you noticed, Paul says, by the mercies of God, I beseech you. And so, what is the invitation? It sounds very simple. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. That's all. So if your life has been touched with the mercies of our Heavenly Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ, then we need to act. And it's not about me standing here and preaching to you more and more and more. It's about all of us realizing how much God's mercy touched our life. And what can we do after that? What does it mean to present your body as a living sacrifice? Well, if you read the chapter, Paul is talking about service. Paul is talking about getting involved and using the gifts that God has given you. Now, the verse that we read, it sounds very challenging because it says, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. Now, can you look at yourself and say, okay, I got it. Where can I present it? My holy body, acceptable to God. Can you do that? Can you say, okay, yeah, that works for me. I got it all together. And the beauty of this message is that we are invited to give ourselves to God as we are. And if we do that, then we're not going to be conformed to this world. But we're going to be transformed by God. And this is a process that it's like a circle. It goes on and on and on. But it starts with us being willing to say, Lord, send me. What can I do for you? And you know, it's so exciting because it touches the gifts that God has given you. In fact, in this chapter, those gifts are connected with the grace of God. Let me show you that. It's in verse 6. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. So apparently God has given all of us enough grace, and it looks a little different to each one of you because He has given all of us different abilities, talents, gifts, and He wants us to use them. Isn't that fun? To actually do what you enjoy doing, what you're good at, maybe not very good, but you like doing that. That's what God calls us to do. And in that process, when we commit ourselves to God and say, Lord, How can I use what you've given me? He works with us. And that's the wonderful cooperation with God, where he transforms us. He renews our mind. But the beauty that we find here at the end of second verse, that we actually find what is that acceptable and perfect will of God. I believe all of us, maybe all of us, have asked, what is God's will for me in my life? What is it? Well, do you think you can just sit there and find it out by sitting and just doing nothing? What Paul invites us to do, if your life, and that's the very important part, if your life has been touched with God's mercy, then you say, Lord, you've given me a lot of gifts and talents, and show me what are they, and I want to use them right away. Working with God. And that process helps us, working with God, to realize what is His will. It happens when we cooperate with God. Let me just read two quotes, and that'll be it for my sermon today. Christ's Object Lesson, page 328. The special gifts of the Spirit includes all gifts and endowments, whether original or acquired, natural or spiritual, all are to be employed in Christ's service. In becoming His disciples, we surrender ourselves to Him with all that we are and have. These gifts He returns to us, purified and ennobled, to be used for His glory in blessing our fellow men. And one more quote. The talents, however few, are to be put to use. The question that most concerns us is not how much have I received, but what am I doing with that which I have. The development of all our powers is the first duty we owe to God. Have you heard that? The development of our power, of all our powers, is the first duty we owe to God and to our fellow man. No one who is not growing daily in capability and usefulness is fulfilling the purpose of life. Wow, that's serious. In making a profession of faith in Christ, we pledge ourselves to become all that it is possible for us to be as workers for the Master. And we should cultivate every faculty to the highest degree of perfection, that we may do the greatest amount of good of which we are capable. That's the message for us today.